A previous decision which found it was unlawful to deport asylum seekers who arrive in the UK by unauthorised means to the African nation. Suella Braverman says the Prime Minister has no credible plan B to stop small boats coming across the English Channel if the government loses. Labour MP Pat McFadden thinks the letter the sacked Home Secretary sent to the PM gives us an insight.
That's quite something. I mean, the language in that about the Prime Minister's betrayal, weakness, failure to deliver, breaking of promises, it gives us a real insight into what that relationship was like and what's been going on in the government.
The pace at which prices are going up in the shops has slowed. The CPI measure of inflation was 4.6% in October from 6.7% the month before. It means the government's on track to hit its target of halving inflation. Israel says its operation in the largest hospital in Gaza continues, but there's confusion about what they're focusing on. They say the mission is against Hamas, with those inside reporting explosions in the basement, while the Israelis say they've delivered incubators and baby food. Colonel Simon Diggins is a former British defence attaché.
I do think, though, that the idea of even if there were military targets in very specific areas of the hospital, how that looks worldwide, I think is not in their interest.
Experts claim there's been a relative reduction in hospital admissions for tooth extractions among children. They think it's because of the sugar tax on soft drinks introduced in 2018. Manchester City have set a new revenue record for an English football club. It took in £712 million in its latest financial year. And former England cricket captain Andrew Flintoff has been given his first role as a head coach. He'll take over the men's Northern Superchargers side in the 100. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Faye.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look at the weather for today. A lot better than it was yesterday after that terrible rain. 11 degrees, sunny and a moderate breeze for today, and you can expect some beautiful sunshine all through the day, and it will remain dry.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. How are you? Thanks very much to Mikey Porter. 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You've got me for the next 3 hours, plus my guests in the studio today. Now, it's book club today, so we'll be chatting to Sylvia Kent at 11.50. She'll have her 60 seconds off history, plus updates from the Society of Women Writers and Journalists, Billericay Readers Group and Brentwood Writer Circle. Got any questions for Sylvia about how to get your book published, or maybe you're a first-time writer, or just details on how you can join the Billericay or Brentwood Writer Circle, do let me know. You can email radio@phoenixfm.com, or you can also send me a message on Messenger, even a voice message I can play as well. Now, our guest today is going to be a good one, actually. We've got Andrea Miles. She's an author, an astrologer and spiritualist church medium. And so we're going to be chatting to her. Anything you want to find out about being a medium or perhaps an astrologer, or you maybe got this question about your sign or something, you can let us know. Again, tell us on Messenger, or you can have a look on Eat My Brunch on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram and Threads. And I think, well, the one, well, a few on a Twitter, that's it. Oh, we're meant to be calling it X now. I can't call it X. Sounds wrong. Oh no, I did a wrong hashtag. I made a terrible, terrible mistake. I put up on TikTok about, because I went to Thames Chase, which is in Upminster. If you've not been, go. It's brilliant. You can, but I think it's £2 to pay for parking, and then you can have a good old walk round. There's a lovely little centre there. You can grab a cup of tea or coffee. It's just really nice. I didn't even know it was there, right? I've been twice since Francesca took me last week. I've been twice. It's fantastic. It really is. Just a lovely little nature kind of place. It's gorgeous. Anyway, so I always put on things. I love Essex. I do. You can imagine what I've done. I always put the hashtag I love Essex. So I had a few people messaging me and laughing. And I said, what have I done? What's wrong? They said, have you checked your hashtags that you put on your little... I did a little walk. I was going, hi, it's Michelle. And I'm at Thames Chase. And this is in Essex. And we've got some fantastic places to walk. And, you know, have a look here. Butterfly Meadow, if you want to go to Shenfield. You know, just doing a general talk to camera and showing the area. But instead of tagging hashtag I love Essex, I'd missed out a couple of the letters, which then had it saying as I love three letters. I don't know how I did that. Because the thing is, I'm always typing stuff on my phone. I have to wear glasses now. I thought a lot of people like my post. And I do have to wear glasses, you see. So I don't know, you know, I probably need to get a bigger... I need a bigger tablet phone. That's the stage I'm getting to. I was out in... Where did I go? Yeah, Freeport yesterday. I went over to see my sister. It was really nice. We went over to Freeport and had a good walk around. And I thought I'd lost my phone. Well, the panic was awful. And I didn't feel comfortable until we got back to this. I'm sure that I took it out of my bag at my sister's, but I wasn't sure. And when I got there, it was on the countertop. But that feeling when you think, where's my phone? And then I'm thinking, oh no. I mean, everything's backed up on my phone, but it's still the fact you're going, oh no, 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 no. It's a horrible sinking feeling. I don't like that. When you think you've lost something, it's horrible. But I hadn't. And then yesterday I started to do my Christmas shopping. And I don't know if you're like me. I'm being sensible over at Freeport, you know, great place for a little bit of discount, but usually local high street because we want to keep the shops in business here as well. And anyway, so I'm having a walk around and I'm picking up stuff. I'm going, yeah, I really like that. And what I tend to do at Christmas is after Christmas, I look around and I see presents that were too good for people that they never got. So I buy something and I'll go, oh, that's a lovely present. No, they can't have that. That's too good. No, I'll keep that. And then I find I've got about 8 presents for myself, which I've gone, oh, no, I can't give them that. Oh, it's too expensive. Can't have that. I'll keep that for myself. I do it every year. So this year I'm trying to be really good and only buying stuff that I'm actually going to give to people rather than going, oh, no, you can't have that because they're not worthy. I'm so horrible. You're not worthy. You're getting nothing. Also, yesterday I got a lovely message from Pam. I gave Pam a shoe. She came over and I gave her a shoe about a year and a half ago. And it was a shoe which is really comfortable. It's a summer shoe, a little bit of a wedge. And I said, I don't wear them. They're brand new. I wore them once. I said, would you like them? She said, oh, lovely. So she tried it on. She said, where's the other one? I said, I don't know. It's in the house somewhere. I can't find it. That was nearly... I happen to be sorting out at the moment in the house, getting everything, you know, basically getting rid of loads and loads of stuff. And I happen to find the matching shoe in a bag. So what I did, rather than take a picture of it and say, oh, I'll give it to you next time you see, I actually wrapped it up and just posted it to her. So she opened it and she was laughing. It's a bit sinister, really. Just one shoe arrives. And then she sent me a picture of her wearing both her shoes, which I thought was really cute. Bless her. So there we go. So yes, a lovely day. It's always better when there's a bit of sunshine because it just makes you feel so much brighter. Lowe's coming up on the show. Got some brand new music as well. And going to kick off the show with Beat Bakery because this has been out not very long. I think it's only been out about a week and a half, but we've been playing it for the last 5 weeks and it's brilliant. It's with George Bone and this is called One More Time, Beat Bakery.
My eyes on you, your eyes on me, moving left and right, but you're all I see. Let's make a move, don't go away. This feeling's worth too much and I'm here to stay. Escape you when you say you love me. And I try to run and yet you're all that I see. My heart is racing when I feel you touch me. And you're showing me the way. We could stay all night, dancing to the floor. And when the mood is right, we can take it slow. And if you're feeling fine, we'll see where we can go. Just one more time, just one more time. All night, just one more time. Close your eyes, they'll set the scene. Cause our love isn't built for the TV screen. Start the show, set us free. Let's experiment, make some chemistry. Can't escape you when you say you love me. Try to run and yet you're all that I see. My heart is racing when I feel you touch me. And you're showing me the way. We could stay. Take it slow, and if you're feeling fine, we'll see where we can go. Just one.
Yeah. radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince!
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back at the Towngate Theatre Basildon with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true! From November to the 2nd of January. Up now! At towngatetheatre.co.uk.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
I'm really excited to speak to our guest today, Andrea Miles. Any questions you've got about being a spiritualist church medium? I used to go to spiritualist church. I think I was about 18. I used to go with my sister in Ilford, in fact. We used to go there with a friend, Fran. And I think I got one message out the whole time I went. And it literally, when they go, I've got, and they point over in your area, you've got, you know, where you're sitting, you kind of think, oh. And I did get a message, but normally I never ever get a message. Never. never. My sister did. And I also went to the London Psychic Centre. I think I might have been about 21, because I was always interested in astrology. Not so much now, but I was when I was about that sort of age. And I, you know, used to get a chart done every year. My friend, me and Elaine, used to get one done. And I haven't looked into anything like that for years. But we went to the London Psychic Centre. And I had a reading by, I can't remember who she was. She was quite a well-known psychic in the London Psychic, you know, sort of group centre, whatever it was. And I just sort of sat there and I thought, yeah, you know, just, you know, people giving you a reading, you know, didn't think much of it. And then she said, she was talking about spirit guides. And I got sitting there and I was like, And they used to record it actually on a cassette. And I must have that cassette somewhere if I could. It might not even work by now. But they used to record, when you used to have readings, that's what you used to do, record it. And then you could listen to it months down the line. You go, oh, well, you know, whether you do it for entertainment purposes. If I go to the London, like there's normally in Olympia or somewhere, which is like the, they have, you know, mediums there and they have all holistic things. And it's a great big exhibition. I think it comes here as well, which is really good fun. I normally go and see a medium maybe once every couple of years. You know, you take it for what it is, whether you believe or not. But it's, you know, anyway. So this woman at the London Psychic Centre, she said, I was sat there and I kind of thought, and this is in the days before you would have had any access to going onto Facebook to kind of do a bit of research on somebody, which you can do. There wasn't. It was just in the early days, probably, of, no, actually, it wouldn't have been in the early days of the internet. I don't even think the internet, as it was anywhere near like it is now. But it wasn't even existing on that level. So you wouldn't have been able to find out anything about me at all, because you just couldn't do it. And she just sort of suddenly went, this the guide that's come through, she said, he said, oh, he's saying, you're one of your guys saying, what a voice. And I sat there and my skin just went all cold, and I looked and she went, you're a singer, aren't you? And I went, yes. Now nobody would have known I was a singer, because I was literally 18 or like just literally started. And that's what, and then she carried on and she got a couple of other bits. But you know when you go really cold, I was like, but I mean, the thing is, it's you can see whether it's, you know, whether it's entertainment or, you know, you believe or you don't. I think it's just, you know, I like all that kind of stuff. I haven't done anything, not been to a spiritual church for years, but I might go to one actually. I think there's something I'd like to do again. It's Maroon 5, Moves Like Jagger. Christine Aguilera, she moves like Jagger as well.
If it feels right, then
fantastic song. And that is Take That with Windows.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you and see what's happening on the roads this morning. It's always a little bit busy now around the Brook Street roundabout, and that's due to the roadworks which are ongoing on the Harold Wood side, because they're building houses there. So you've got the ramp that goes up to the A12, and that is causing problems all the way around the roundabout. So at the moment it's flowing okay, but it's very, very busy. That's going to be ongoing though for the next year or two while they do all that building work. Do have some temporary traffic signals though. A128 Ingrove Road, Hogarth Avenue. Temporary traffic signals at Eagle Way, at Essex Way as well. A1023 is not bad. Walsall's Corner always a little bit busy. Heading down the M25 from Brook Street roundabout, you've got a clear run and coming back through. One lane closed due to construction on the A127 South End Arterial Road westbound at the B186, and severe delays of 10 minutes increasing on the A127 South End Arterial Road between the M25 Junction 29, Romford Basildon, and the A128 Tilbury Road Halfway House roundabout. Average speeds down to about 10 mile an hour. Heading up from the Brook Street roundabout towards the M11, it's running pretty nicely. A little bit of congestion just as you get towards the M11 section, but other than that it's fine, and the A12 is running nicely. No major issues there. More traffic and travel in an hour. Here is the fabulous Taylor Swift.
I find the art. Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, now it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, in Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
So take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
You just liked it better that way.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul. Now Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
This is independent music at its best. Rogue Effects with People Are Strange.
When you
joining in with that one. That is Rogue FX with People Are Strange. And they are. They are very strange. Very warm today in the studio. Oh, well, I didn't mean to do that down the microphone. Sorry. Did you like that little, just that little sniff that I did there? Yeah. That was a little bit, sorry about that. I didn't mean to do that straight down the microphone. I can't help myself. Good morning to George Bone, to Rogue FX as well, and Beat Bakery, and to everybody listening out there, including Martin. I think Rob was probably tuned in today. Francesca, Mrs. G is not around at the moment, but she's normally listening out there. And also Brigitte. Brigitte could be listening. So they don't always get in contact every day, but you get a little message. And if I do a shout out, they say, yes, I am listening. I am listening. I just don't, you know, people just don't get in contact all the time. That's the thing with radio. A lot of people, like, I listen to a lot of radio, but I don't get in contact with the host. I don't. It's just the way it is, isn't it, really? You're listening in, you don't. But if you're a local business out there in Brentwood, and I know lots of businesses on the high street and down the side roads in Brentwood and Shenfield and Ingatestone listen to Phoenix FM. And, of course, we spread out right the way to Upminster. So, we go right the way across the Dartford Bridge. I've heard Phoenix FM when I've been going over to Bluewater. Like, well, we're still picking it up. Well into Chelmsford as well. So, if you do want to get in contact or mention about your business, maybe you've got a Black Friday deal coming up. There's loads of deals. Could be something that people want to get for Christmas. I'm looking out for some Black Friday deals. I've got to get a bed. I've got to get a dressing table. As I said, I really want a dressing table because I'm at that age where I want to sit down to do my hair and makeup. And also, I need to make sure I get a big magnifying glass, because when I was on holiday and I'm sat on the balcony, I had a big magnifying glass, okay? It was my friend's. Gave it to me to have a look in the mirror. And then I saw out in the bright daylight that I'd been walking around on my holiday with a big black hair on my face that was attached. I know. I was horrified. I was like, oh my God, I've been here for like 5 days. And it was there waving at me. That was a great holiday. I'm going to do it again next year. I might go for 3 weeks actually next year and just go to, I'm either going to try and go to Japan, which I've always wanted to do next year, or I'm going to go to Greece. Or I might use Not Just Travel, because they can organise. You know, they came in the other day, one of our sponsors here on Phoenix FM. They came in, check out the interview, all the W's, phoenixfm.com. But they can sort out holidays for you. And because I'm a solo traveller, I've always wanted to go on a cruise. I've always fancied that. Maybe like a week or a couple of days, like a tester. But whenever I go to one of those websites, look for, they're so confusing. So confusing. With the different, you know, cabins and then the add-ons. And I just can't be bothered. But you can go through Not Just Travel and they can do it all for you. See? Great local business.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org. Take the first step to recovery.
Phoenix FM.
I'm
local radio because it's radio and it's local.
This is a classic. This is Bon Jovi with Living on a Prayer. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here between 10 and 1 weekdays. Do you remember at the club? What club's that, Michelle? Do you remember the club? They used to do this. They used to do this. Well, you used to go, leaning on a prayer. And they put the music back up again. I was in, actually, and you're thinking, what club did you go to where they played this? But I remember I was in a club in Sheffield with my friend Lisa. This is a long time ago. And it was in the disco. Let's go to disco. And they played that song. Yeah. And that's what they did.
Every Wednesday on Phoenix 98 FM at 7 p.m, it's the Orient Hour, bringing you the news, views and special guest interviews from the Brea Grope Stadium, Brisbane Road. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
And taking us up to the news, here is Duran Duran with Black Moonlight. I'll be back with more after the news.
We are on procession with the crucial, with the wild.
Radio. It's like spending time with a friend.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.